Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Mike Myers, and you're listening to the VidBiz Podcast, episode 9. Or you're maybe watching this on YouTube. Hey, if you're watching this on YouTube, just like it, or not. But please like it. It just takes a little click and subscribe to the old YouTube channel and maybe comment something. Speaking of comments, if you do listen to this on the rig, maybe head on over wherever you listen to your podcasts. Apple Podcasts would be preferable. Leave a review. Just say how much you enjoy listening to my voice. What else? Things. Hey, you know what? It's tax season. Today is April 8th, so next Friday, April 15th, tax day. That's every business owner's favorite day of the year. I don't think people fully understand, unless you like own a business or you've had to pay taxes, you don't really like care about April 15th. You're like, oh, I gotta file my taxes. But it's usually just, whatever. You just like go to LegalZoom, TurboTax, and you fill it out and it takes you like 10 minutes. But I've been waiting for a few weeks, and it took me a while to get all of my documents together. And I've been waiting to hear from my CPA, and heard this morning, and we're good to go. It's always just a, sigh of relief when that's done. Speaking of CPAs, not a sponsor. They're not a sponsor, but I love them. Core Group. They're the people that I go with. I have been working with them since the beginning, end of last year, end of 2021. And you know what? I do have an affiliate link. They're not a sponsor, but I do get a kickback if I refer someone. So I'm referring you. If you are looking for a CPA, a certified public accountant, somebody to prep your taxes, do your taxes, help you with, estimated payments, do all that, I'd give Core Group, and there's a link, an affiliate link at vidbizpodcast.com. I'll post it there. If you are looking for someone, go with them. I love every interaction that I have with them. Including my CPA, my bookkeeper, everyone that I've ever talked to is great. So if you're looking for a CPA or you're looking for a bookkeeper, and you're looking for all of that kind of like under one roof, I love it. I love them. They do great. Lots of communication back and forth. Never wondering, what's going on. And so, yeah. So it's tax season. Anyways, hey, let's talk about wins for a second. I wanted to share just the win of the week. And since it's my podcast, I can do whatever I want. I've recently started implementing, not recently, but somewhat recently, have started implementing a new kind of way that I go about engaging with new clients, and how we kind of get them in the door. And, I got a phone call or an email, maybe it was even a text, a few months ago from a friend who works for a company that I've been like jonesing for probably 3 or 4 years, maybe longer. And he texted me and he said, "Hey, we need some video work done. Do you have a website that's not your wedding stuff?" And I was like, "Yes, I do. Yes, it's a separate brand and everything." Sent him, and it took some time and some like back and forth email of scheduling, a discovery call in there, and finally landed this week. A sit down conversation, a roadmap workshop, if you will, with me and all the stakeholders in their company, and just kind of discovering what exactly they're looking for. And I just wanted to share that because I'm very excited about that. And we should share the good things that happen in our businesses. So I'm sharing that. So I'm super excited. So anyways, jumping into the actual meat and potatoes of the podcast here, I wanted to kind of step back a little bit and pull back the curtain to my world of kind of my journey. And I know I've shared it a little bit on here, being in, you know, in video production and photography for 10 years. But I kind of wanted to share that journey, a little more in depth, and I'll explain why in a little bit. But as you know, as I've said, I got a bachelor's degree in education. But before I finished that, I was like, I kind of discovered video and photo, and then realized I think this is probably what I want to do for my life, for my living, or at least for right now. So started shooting weddings and started realizing I could make money. Graduated with my undergrad. Never taught a day in my life. Didn't even student teach. Didn't really finish the teaching portion of that, but got a bachelor's degree, went way too much in debt, took too long to pay off, and, you know, I don't have it hanging up anymore, but I used to have my diploma hanging up, but, yeah. So then I lived in California at the time, moved back to Ohio, was shooting weddings, got connected with an agency. I really, really liked this agency and did work, or I came on full time with them eventually. And after about 3 years, decided, because we were an agency, we were like web and all of those things, creative agency related, and realized that I really just wanted to hyper focus on video and figured that I could probably do this myself. So decided in 2016 to, and I don't know if that's an egotistical thing to think or a narcissistic thing to think, but I don't think so. I think that there's some people, and I know there are some people that are driven to do their own thing, which would, where I would fall. And there are some people that are like, I'm motivated to do work, but I don't want to be my own boss. Like my wife is that way. She works for someone and it's never really crossed her mind to like do her own thing. And she's okay with that. And she likes clocking in and clocking out and not having to think outside of the parameters of being at work. So I know that there wasn't anything malicious about me leaving this position. It was just, well, I could do this by myself. And that sounds, and I could kind of expand that a little bigger, and kind of grow a business myself. So I did that in 2016. I kind of stepped out on my own full time, still shooting weddings. I still shoot weddings to this day, but mostly was like, that was kind of what, that gave me the courage, just because I had weddings lined up already. And I was like, okay, well, I've got income, you know, for a little bit of time. So I just have to spend the next few months kind of getting, you know, commercial clients and corporate clients, if that's what I want to do, obviously more weddings and whatnot. So in 2016, I LLC'd finally. The first company, the wedding company, and became, you know, did all those things, dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's, and became a legitimate business. And I quit my job and I became a full-time business owner and freelancer, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know, when you're by yourself or you're a freelancer, I mean, I don't know, whatever. I worked for myself full-time. No one else paid me anything except for the clients that I went after and got. So, anyways, so I did that for a few years and it was great. And never, the thing that boggles my mind, and, I am a person of faith. And, so I equate it to my faith in God a lot. as far as me being provided for and just like thinking like there's no logical, like, I mean, yes, I've made good decisions, pursued good relationships in the business world and made things happen for myself, but it doesn't make logical sense at the same time as far as like I've never wanted for. I've always been able to pay myself a salary. I've always been profitable. I've not always grown as fast as I want or had extra like above and beyond, you know, cash reserves, but I've always been able to pay myself. I've always been able to like, yeah, have a salary, have a consistent and a good salary. And so, yeah, it just boggles my mind. So it did that, you know, 2017, 18, 19, 20, pandemic hits. And then obviously weddings got canceled, but I had already made the shift at the end of 2019 into 2020 to really hyper-focus on commercial corporate. So I was already kind of like really focusing and pushing towards, you know, going to, you know, businesses and things like that to get more work and kind of not really pursuing the weddings, which paid off come March of that year because I had a few weddings lined up, but that wasn't what I was solely relying on. So, and I was, as we all know, video became really a hot commodity in 2020 with, you know, businesses needing to put out like PSAs or, you know, I worked with a lot of mental health agencies, just kind of like these, you know, making sure like people were aware of like telehealth services and those types of things, working with high schools on commencements and those types of things. So the work, I was actually busier and more profitable those first few months than I'd ever been in the history of my business. And so I'll stop there because a long time ago, when I was in college, like I said, I'm a person of faith and felt like I had a call of ministry on my life to work in a church or nonprofit but I kind of went back and forth and I worked at a church when I was like 19, 20, and then never really did. But I grew up in a church. My dad was a pastor. I, you know, have always been around the church. I've always been around ministry and I've always volunteered and always been heavily, heavily involved with the church and those types of things. And so during this time, I was kind of paid like per diem, like just kind of a stipend, I guess, at my church that I attend to kind of oversee some social media stuff. And then obviously the pandemic hit and churches really put a foot forward as far as like, maybe they didn't have streaming or those types of things. My church already had those things implemented, but they realized that they needed to probably bring on somebody full time as a creative director or something like that. And so June or July of 2020, one of my pastors at my church, we went to lunch and he offered me a full-time job. And at first I was my immediate response was no, like, because business had been so good. And so like, I had so much momentum and so I was like, I'll think about it, you know, and I'll talk to my wife and, you know, I didn't say no, like during that meeting, but like the initial like feeling that I had was like, this is not the right thing right now. Well, fast forward a couple months and I really just felt like, I don't know. I felt so conflicted, as we often do in these situations. You know, I was making the best money that I ever had. I knew that if I took this job at the church that I'd be taking on a significant pay cut. But you know, it's that battle of like, well, it's for the greater good. It's for ministry. And at that point in time, I felt like I was like, you know what? I feel released. I feel peace to take this position. And so I did. And I pretty much just, you know, I publicly let everyone know, like, hey, like, or at least all of my clients, like, I'm not going to be in business anymore. I'm not going to be able to, like, I might be able to do stuff randomly, but it's not going to be as, you know, as it has been. And that was really hard for me. And I grieved a lot. The loss of something that I feel like I'd worked so hard for, like, 4 or 5 years up until that point. And that grieving paired with the need to continue to freelance, because I still had to kind of, I was taking a significant pay cut, so, like, but I couldn't, like, my wife and I, like, we couldn't, like, afford to do that. So, you know, I had to make up X amount of dollars in freelance, and so I kept pursuing, like, weddings, and I kept squeezing in, like, corporate stuff when I could, but it became way too overwhelming. And because I couldn't let go financially, it eventually kind of turned back into, like, you know what, I really miss this. And I battled for months. I started talking to my counselor about this situation and really just felt affirmation that, because I've told myself this lie, and I feel like some other person needs to hear this too. This might not be a common thing, but I've told myself, and I still do sometimes find myself saying, like, why can't you just be, like, okay with working for someone? Why can't you just be okay with having a boss? And it wasn't, like, necessarily it wasn't at all the people that I was working with and for at the church. Great leadership. It was really just, I really enjoy being my own boss. I really enjoy the flexibility of just doing what I need to, when I need to, and flexing and shifting my time when I need to and when I want to. I jokingly say, and this is a joke, but there is some truth to it. There is some truth. But if you're listening, you're like, I eventually quit the church job. Spoiler alert. Because some people might say, that's why you quit. That's not really why I quit. But I say sometimes that the first time I had to request vacation, I was like, oh, this is like what normal people have to do. It's a joke. And this kind of sucks. No, I'm just kidding. But it does. I mean, when you come from, like, working for yourself for 4 or 5 years, and my wife works for a more, you know, obviously, she works for a hospital. It's a traditional, like, hey, you got to put in your request for vacation. You know, I just tell her, like, yeah, as long as I don't have, like, something on the calendar, I'll take vacation whenever. Just schedule it whenever it's convenient for you. I don't care. I don't have to put it in. It's nice. So, but like I said, it's a joke, but I guess in every joke, there's some sort of truth. But this is a very long story, but, I say all that because I was talking to my counselor. I felt affirmation that it's like, I can still serve in ministry. If it was this guilt, like, not a guilt. Yeah, it was. It was just like, well, like, the church, there was a need. There is a need that they needed, somebody in this role. And I didn't know, like, who, you know, would fill that. And I grew up in this church. And so there was a lot of emotion going into making the decision, but I ultimately decided to resign. I think I put my resignation in 9 months, not even 7 months after I started. And then I gave them a 2-month notice. But like I said, all through that time, you know, I was kind of still, I still had to freelance and make, make additional money. And so once I knew that I was resigning, I kind of was kind of segueing and ramping into, because you can't really just like quit a job and then just like, okay, now we're, you know, I had to kind of reestablish some connections and some relationships and be like, hey, guess what? I'm actually going to still be in business. So after all, so why am I telling this story? Well, I kind of alluded to it already, but I just feel wherever you are in your journey, if you own your own business, if you want to start your own business, first off, like I said, it's okay to not want to work for someone. There are unique personalities. Everyone is different. Like I said, my wife, she likes, you know, working for an organization where, you know, it's pretty cut and dry. When you work for yourself, you don't really have accountability other than to your clients and, you know, to your family. Like, okay, I got to make sure that I do things well so I can continue to pay myself and grow the business, pay people that I hire to do things. I got to be responsible, and but there's a different level of accountability when you work for yourself, and it's okay to not want to work for someone. It's okay to want to work for yourself. It's okay to want to be your own boss. There's nothing, I don't know if anybody else feels this way, or maybe it's just me, but I'm just preaching it to me and maybe one other person, that it's okay. Like, you don't have to feel guilty about quitting your job. Continue those relationships. If it fractures the relationship a little, it might for a little bit, but just keep on reminding those people that you work for that, hey, I'm still here. I still got your back. I just feel like I want to do my own thing, and it's okay. In every situation, leaving the agency in 2016, leaving the, resigning from the church pretty quickly after, I didn't even stay there a year. In every situation, it was very hard to do, for different reasons, but it was hard to do. But I've been intentional about making sure that those relationships weren't completely severed, or you know, reconciling any misunderstandings or whatever, but you also have to do the thing that you need to do for you, and. You know, ministry is a different thing, but if you're working for someone, you know, an agency, you know, you're working for someone, if you're doing the thing that you like to do, but you're doing it for someone else, you know, there's that old, that's not an old saying, but you know, there's that saying of like, it, you know, you're just working for someone else's dream, you know, going into work every day, grinding for someone else's dream. And that was me. Like, I was like, well, why? I could just do this, and you know, I really enjoy, and I kind of miss the team environment of working around other people on a daily basis. That is something that is also like a kind of a downside of working for yourself. It's because you're alone a lot. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's nothing wrong with wanting that for yourself. And maybe you do it for a season, you're like, actually, this isn't for me. And I was kind of the opposite, where I was like, you know what? I think I could probably go work for someone again. And I realized I just missed being a business owner. And part of that is something I put on LinkedIn recently, was thinking, I said, I'm having so much fun being a business owner right now, because, I mean, it's just, it's a new, you know, it's April, so it's not like the beginning of the year, but it's a new year. There's just, I don't know. I have a lot of energy and a lot of momentum under my wings. And I'm just really excited. And I like every day, you know, being an, you know, a business owner, you know, an entrepreneur, I don't know. I guess I fall into that category. I'm constantly, my brain is constantly coming up with new ideas. And when you work for someone, as you know, you have an idea, you kind of have to run that through the chain of command. Depending on how low you are or how high you are, the chain of command might be, you know, a day, less than a day, or it could be like 3 weeks before you get like an answer of like, can we do this idea that I came up with? And I was saying on LinkedIn, like, I love the fact that if I come up with an idea this very second, I don't want to abandon like literally everything that I'm doing, but if I'm kind of in a mode like where I can like type it out and be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna put a pin in this and I'm gonna pursue this as soon as I have time to do that or to kind of explore that further, I can do that. And there's no one kind of putting parameters around like, well, we don't really, you know, have the budget for that, or we don't think we should do that, or that's not the direction we should go. Being your own boss, you can do whatever you want, and if it works, that's awesome. If it doesn't, so what? Then you failed at something, and that's okay. But it's good. It's good to fail. It's good to just implement ideas. I do it all the time. Start something and not finish it, but just like realize, yeah, that's not going to be a thing, or we need to shift directions on that. And that's just the one, that's why I'm having so much fun right now being a business owner, and just like I come up with an idea and I'm like, yeah, let's see how we can make that happen. And it helps that I have a person on my team, and I basically is like, hey, here's a dump of ideas. Like, hey, like I'm just going to spew. I'm being graphic. That's weird. Just like word vomit, like, and then we can kind of organize those things, in, you know, in software and stuff. Just like, this is an idea, you know, and then that idea might sit there for a year, and then I'll be like, oh yeah, I had that idea. But if it's something that I'm like, yeah, we need, that I can just push forward and do whatever I need to or whatever I want to. And yeah, it sounds, when I say it out loud like that, I catch myself and I'm like, wow, that sounds like egotistical, or like, you sound ridiculous, Mike. But it's the truth. I am enjoying being a business owner. I am loving what I'm doing and who I'm doing it for. And there's a lot of momentum going on. And so I would say again, I'll reiterate that it's okay to want to be your own boss. It's okay to step out. If you know that you want to do this on your own, whatever that is, if you're doing something for someone right now and you think you want to do it by yourself and you could grow a business doing that, do it. And just have open conversations with your boss or your supervisor or whatever and say, hey, this is my plan. If your employer can't encourage and support, if the only reason they have you is for their own gain, then that's not a good relationship. And but if they're like, hey, how can I help you achieve your dream? I know you're not going to work for me forever. How can I help you achieve your dream? And if you're a supervisor or a boss listening to this in any realm, if you're not constantly asking your people, hey, is this what you want to be doing? Is this where you feel like alive? Is this where you get, you know, life from? Or is this just sucking the life out of you? You need to be constantly asking that. And vice versa, hey, just communicating to your superior, like, hey, superior, that's a terrible term, your supervisor or your boss or whatever, like, hey, this sucks, I hate doing this, I would like to be doing this, And think someday that I would like to do it by myself for my own business. And hopefully that person is like, that's awesome. That's awesome. How can I help you? What can I do? Yeah. If it's not that and they're like, I don't think so, you work for me, then I would just quit today because, well, maybe not today. You need money, but make a swift exit plan. If that's the case. So I don't know. That's kind of been on my mind, and I'm excited for where I'm at, but I'm also excited for where you are at. And I would love to hear from you. Share in the community on Facebook, the VidBiz podcast community, and, or email me, visit, vidbizpodcast.com. It's just a landing page that hits to my corporate site, but I like having the domain. Maybe someday we'll have our own separate website for that. But yeah, that's kind of all. You just be encouraged. Do kind of make those steps towards doing the thing that you want to do. If you think that you want to do it full time by yourself, or you think you want to take it to the next level, however that looks, do it. Have conversations with the people that you need to have conversations with, whether that's a significant other, spouse, parent, I don't know, or your boss, and say, hey, I'm not going to work for you forever. I'm going to do the best that I can do while I'm here, but can I have your support and like feel released when I do decide to go? And that just makes things way easier and way more fun for everyone involved. So, we cool? Yeah. I feel good. It's Friday, and I'm just excited about 2022. And but every time I say I'm excited, I'm so excited for what the year has for us, I always just like rewind back to 2020 and how everyone was like, all right, 2020 is our year, 2020, and then like obviously like it all hit the fan. So that's such a sad way to approach things now. It's like, I'm optimistic, but you never know what's going to happen. So anyways, this is the VidBiz Podcast. I'm Mike Myers, and that's all I have for you today. So I'll talk at you next week. Okay, cool. Peace. Switch it up.